Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. At the Denton Day on Twitter, we've had a lot of conversation, as you would imagine, about Terry McLaurin, his contract, what number is he deserving of. Cortland Sutton got 4 years, $92 million yesterday, a couple hours after Adam Schefter had gone on Pat McAfee and said Terry wants DK money, if not more, which is $33 million per year. Feels like Terry's going to be in the middle of those two, but what do the numbers say? And with help on the numbers, we welcome in my guy, Tej Seth. He's one of the great football analytics guys on Twitter. You can find him on Twitter at TejFBAnalytics. And he joins us now here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Tej, first and foremost, man, appreciate you making some time for us. How are you?
I'm doing well, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Great to hear you filling in on this show. You know, if you start doing really well on this show, there might be another contract dispute that's going to happen here.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, my friend. So we've been talking a lot about Terry McLaurin, right? And I'm curious, you are an analytics guy, so you understand some of the numbers that some of us are a little maybe not smart enough to understand. What can you tell me about Terry that goes a little bit deeper than just receptions, yards, and touchdowns that we spend all day talking about?
Yeah, so when you look at Terry McLaurin, it's really interesting right now to follow this contract dispute because I do think that Terry McLaurin is a good receiver, and the numbers do show that, but he's not a top five, top eight elite-type receiver that's able to get these market-setting contracts. The go-to wide receiver stat that we usually look at is yards per route run, which is just how many receiving yards you have divided by how many routes you ran as part of your offense. It's a really good stat to just get the efficiency of a receiver. And out of all qualifying receivers last year, Terry McLaurin ranked 16th in this metric. So he was pretty productive relative to all other receivers in the league, but he was not in that elite tier. And that's especially considering that he had an elite quarterback in Jaden Daniels throwing to him. So when you look at Terry McLaurin right now, I think that although he's a good receiver, I don't know if he's the type of receiver that's able to get the $30 million plus contract like he's looking for.
So in that number in particular, which is a number we have not talked about here, so I'm glad that you're bringing this up. Did you notice or was there a massive difference in that particular number in 2024 versus 2023 when he was not playing with the elite quarterback? Because the argument here has been, well, now he finally has a good quarterback and you get to see what kind of receiver he is. Did you notice a massive change from year to year?
For sure. Yeah. When you look at that same metric in 2023, he ranked 46th in it, which was pretty good. Ooh. Considering the quarterback situation that Washington had 2 years ago, you know, jumps all the way up to 16th now that he has an elite quarterback throwing to him this year. But we do have other metrics that kind of take the quarterback out a bit and just evaluate the receiver in the context of their offense. And when we look at some of the deeper metrics on Terry McLaurin, he is shown to be really, really good at the catch point. That's his specialty. That's something that we saw so much of throughout his whole career, is how good he is at the catch point. But in terms of the separation that he generates and the yards after catch, he's about league average at those and then very good at the catch point. So we can kind of see the type of receiver he is based on those types of metrics.
How does he rank in those metrics compared to a guy like Courtland Sutton, who he just got his deal? That kind of impacts the way that I was thinking, all right, Terry should get 31 to 32. Then Courtland Sutton got 23. And I was like, I think he's better than Courtland Sutton. I don't know that he's $9 million, $10 million per year better than Courtland Sutton. Where does he rank in some of these metrics?
I totally agree with you. Yeah, when you look at Sutton, Sutton's a better separator than McLaurin. McLaurin is better at the catch point than Sutton, and McLaurin's also better in terms of yards after catch than Sutton. So he does have two of the three things where he's better than Sutton, and I agree with what you said there. Like, I think he is better than Courtland Sutton, but I don't know if he's substantially better than him, deserving enough where he should be getting like $9, $10 million more per year.
What about a guy like T. Higgins? Because one of the things that we know, we field a lot of calls, tweets, comments on YouTube, et cetera, right? One of the things that people mention is that T. Higgins is getting 28, just shy of 29, but he's a number two wide receiver. Is there a comparison between those two guys in these numbers?
Yeah, there is. And Higgins does rank a little bit higher than Sutton as well, which means he's also, you know, right around where McLaurin is in terms of the tracking data metrics that we have available to us. And yeah, Higgins is another guy where, like, even if his separation isn't up there, you can still trust throwing to him because of how good he is at the catch point. And I think that's very similar to how Terry is.
Have you noticed with, you know, I think the catch point metric, that feels like it could be sustainable for years to come, even after the age of 30, because people are all up in arms like 30 is old for Terry. Do these numbers take a drop off for receivers when they hit 30, or is that more of like a running back age cliff?
Yeah, it definitely hits running backs harder in terms of just each year usually decreases the efficiency that we see from running backs. We've seen a lot of pass catchers, you know, both receivers and tight ends, that are able to sustain pretty high catch rate scores going later into their career. Like, even someone like Adam Thielen, you know, who's been like an older receiver for the last couple of years now. Like, he's been able to maintain a pretty high catch score. George Kittle, you know, going over to tight ends, has been able to as well. So I do think that it can definitely sustain for Terry going on to the next couple of years here.
Tej Seth with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. So you mentioned, you know, Jaden Daniels, Terry playing with Jaden Daniels. How big of a jump did Washington's general offense take from 2024 to 23 with the addition of having an elite quarterback like Jaden?
I mean, it was one of the bigger jumps that I've seen since looking through all this data. I mean, you know, you talk about a Washington offense in 2023, you know, that was moving the ball an okay rate at times, but just like had so many turnovers, so many pick sixes from Sam Howell, so many sacks that were, you know, causing them to rank 27th in the main efficiency metric that we use in 2023. Then in 2024, they jump all the way up to fourth, you know, in that same efficiency metric, like a super impressive turnaround. I think you give a lot of the credit to what Jaden Daniels was able to do in the offense. And you also have to give a lot of credit to Cliff Kingsbury as well for just calling really good play calls last year, designing the offense to fit the strengths of some of the pass catchers he had. Like, I was impressed by everything that Washington did on offense last season.
Do you have models that lean towards predictive outlooks for 2025, or do you guys more just kind of analyze what happens?
Yeah, we definitely have predictive models, and, you know, a big factor of how well you're going to do in the next season is your performance on early downs. And the one caution that I have about the Commanders offense going into 2025, and this shows up in some of our predictive models, is they were very productive on late downs. You know, the best in the league in terms of generating production on late downs. And a big part of that was how often Dan Quinn went for it on fourth down. But on early downs, they ranked about 10th in that same production metric that I was talking about. So if we see a little bit of late down regression this year. I think Washington's offense might drop a little bit, but when you have the elite quarterback, when you have a good play calling, Cliff Kingsbury, I still think you can fight off some of that regression to the mean.
My guess is that from year to year, some of those laid down things, it's very tough to stay consistent in that. Would that be correct?
Yes. No, that's exactly correct.
So how did the run game impact the offense? Because when we look at like a Brian Robinson, it feels like he underperformed in terms of his personal stats, but the rushing game was one of the better ones in the NFL because having Jaden in there, how did they look in 2024 against some of the other great offenses?
Yeah, so Washington did actually end up ranking first in expected points added per rush last season, just wow. Because of Jaden Daniels. The offensive line played very well, and I'm like very intrigued to kind of see who ends up getting carries at running back for Washington this year. I've seen a lot of camp buzz about Jacory Merritt or Crosby Merritt, the late round pick this year. So, maybe he kind of gets in the mix and provides an explosive element to the run game. So that's definitely something to monitor throughout camp and going into preseason.
Where did Brian Robinson rank in terms of running backs? I had this conversation yesterday, and the yardage total wasn't ideal. He didn't get over 1,000 despite playing with Jaden, but he still averaged about 4.1, 4.3 yards per carry last year. Where did he rank in some of these deeper metrics as a running back?
Yeah, so out of the 50 qualifying running backs last year, Brian Robinson ranked 30th in terms of efficiency per carry, accounting for everything, yards, fumbles, the situations that you were put into. I think like the interesting thing, for him is because of how good the pass game was last year, there weren't many defenders in the box when he was running the ball. So for him to not have, a very high efficiency, like we see from some of the other running backs that see these lighter boxes, these less defenders that are committing to run, I think was definitely a little bit disappointing.
So the team signed Von Miller. He's been out active at practice. Expectations, not high for him because he's 36. Is there a history of 36-year-old defensive ends being overly productive at this level?
Yeah, I mean, there's not like a super strong history of it. It's definitely a position where, you have to rely a lot on athleticism. And so I think that, we don't often see older defensive ends end up doing much because of that. But I do think there is a little bit less for Von Miller just because when you put him in expected pass situations, third and long, second and even longer, like I feel like he can just key up and still rush the quarterback at a decent rate. You just don't want him on the field on situations where he's going to have to defend the run or right. Where they might target him in certain run concepts.
Well, good thing one of the teams he's going to see at least twice, maybe three times, is really good at running the football with with those Philadelphia Eagles. So just a couple more for you here. This conversation has been fantastic, so I really appreciate it. Of some of your predictive models, are they anticipating that Washington is going to take a step forward in 2025 or maybe a little bit more of a step back from the great season they had last year?
Yeah, so it's interesting to look at these team rating models that we work on because Washington did improve this offseason in terms of just like adding talent to the team, which puts a slight uptick in terms of their team rating. But in terms of their projected record, that'll probably fall a bit this year just because Washington was so good in one-score games last year. That's something that we don't see is as stable year to year. Usually you kind of come back to 500 in one score games. And some of the late down heroics that we talked about earlier, like if Jaden Daniels can show that he's in the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson tier of quarterbacks where he's able to sustain that year over year, I think that would be really cool to see play out. But if he's more in that next tier of quarterbacks, then we'd probably see that regress a little bit as well. But I still see Washington, as a very high-end team going into this year because of just, what they were last year and some of the players they added this offseason.
So I'll get you out of here on this one. We started with Terry. We might as well end with Terry. It's been the biggest point of conversation for the last week or so here. I said that I would give him around $27 to $28 million. You have all of the numbers. If you were Adam Peters, what would the AAV be on a contract that you would give out to him?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you there. The 27, 28 number, I think, would be really good from Adam Peters' perspective. Just because, I think Washington can compete for a Super Bowl this year, and Terry McLaurin will probably be a big part of that. If he's on the field, like if I was Adam Peters, I'd be willing to go up to $30 million as long as the contract length was shorter. I think you don't want to get into a 4-year deal with him, where you're still paying off some of his contract when you have Jaden Daniels' extension hitting. But if you get into a 3-year deal with him, I think going up to that $30 million number should work out pretty nicely.
Yeah, that Jaden contract is going to be exorbitant when it comes. Taj, really appreciate the time, man. This is a whole lot of fun. We'll have to do this again soon.
Thanks for having me on. Great time.
That is Taj Seth, good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He is a football analytics, I'll go so far as to say, expert. You can follow him on Twitter at TajFBAnalytics. I thought that conversation was really, really great. And, you know, a lot of the stuff on Terry is a lot of the stuff that you realize with your own eyes. For most of you, it's two eyes. I have four eyes. So I realized it with all four of my eyes that Terry is really, really good at borderline elite, if not fully elite, when it comes to the contested catching of the football. That's where he really excels. And we've known that for years. This is not anything new to anybody. But it's some of the other things in terms of creating separation and some of the athleticism, it takes a step or two back a little bit and is a little bit more in what you would call average in the NFL. And I think that's something, you know, Adam Peters and this new front office has really made it a focal point to be good at analytics. And when we talk about analytics, it's not the stuff that Ron Rivera would routinely get wrong, where he talks about the data and the analytics having no understanding of what it was. That's based off of the decisions that he made as a coach, right? That's not me just coming for Ron. We saw this. He would switch up on what was right and what was not right on a regular basis. This group does not operate that way. So my guess is that some of the stuff that Taj just gave us is some of the stuff that Adam Peters and whoever is part of this negotiating group, the analytics gurus, are giving to him and saying, this is what we have on him. This is where we calculate our value. And if these two are far apart, like everyone has said, from your ESPNs, your NFL networks, your local reporters, everyone has said they're far off on a contract still. Schefter's saying that Terry wants $33 million. Cortland Sutton just got $23. If they're $6 to $8 million apart from this, there's no chance that Washington is going to be the one budging if they have all of this analytic data in front of them saying that he is really good at X, Y, and Z, but only okay at A, B, and C, right? This is going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. Believe it or not, I almost do feel like because of the Cortland Sutton deal, it does expedite the process of McLaurin signing, because that feels like a little bit of a reality check of maybe this $33 million number or more, according to Adam Schefter. But this $33 million number is not as sustainable, not as realistic as the agency and the powers that be of my group would have thought. We'll take some of your calls, 301-230-0980. What would you pay Terry McLaurin if you were Adam Peters? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. If you want to continue our conversation of how much you would pay Terry McLaurin, you can do so 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm going to jump in on Happy Gilmore 2 in 15 minutes. I watched the movie. It's been very polarizing, at least in social media discourse. So I will share some thoughts on that and see maybe if I can convince Max to watch the movie sometime later this week. So that review is going to be coming up here in 15 minutes on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Had a really good conversation just now with Taj Seth, football analytics guy, who was breaking down what Terry McLaurin did really well compared to other wide receivers, specifically that of Courtland Sutton. And the biggest thing that Terry has going for him in these negotiations, at least statistically, is the touchdowns in 2024, though we have seen touchdowns are not always consistent from year to year. It's not as all over the place as sometimes sack numbers is with defensive ends, because every now and then you'll have a defensive end who burst onto the scene with like 11 sacks, and then maybe he has like 2.5 the next year. If I had to guess, right? Contract year, you know what happens. But I think the touchdowns can be a little bit difficult to predict from a year-to-year basis. But Terry is really good when it comes to the point of attack and the point of making a contested catch. But he does lack a little bit in creating separation off of the line of scrimmage. It's not to say that he doesn't, and I need you to hear that, because when we talk about Terry maybe not separating as well as he could, we're not saying that he has never separated in his time as an NFL wide receiver. We have many examples of him beating guys off of the line of scrimmage. My favorite example is in that Philadelphia game this past season, the good one, where he beats Quinyon Mitchell off the line of scrimmage immediately, and Jaden hits him with a touchdown over the top. It was the first touchdown that Quinyon Mitchell had given up on the NFL season, and it was a huge play en route to that comeback that had all of us losing our minds last year. So he can separate. It's just doing it on a consistent basis has been a little bit of a point of struggle. And when you start to get into conversations about $30 million per year, $33 million per year, or whatever that number is, you need to be able to be good at separating and creating space against other defensive backs, especially considering some of the guys that you are going to be playing in the NFC in particular. We'll worry about the AFC when, you know, we actually have to worry about the AFC. So I'm standing pretty strong and saying that I would give Terry $27 to $28 million per season. And on top of that, that's it. Like, if I'm Terry, I'm taking that deal. If that deal is pushed across the table and my agent says no to that, I'm going to need to have a real conversation with the agent and figuring out, hey, what do you have that would suggest I should be getting more than this? This is a tough situation to bet on yourself, so to speak, because there's not any team in the NFL that's going to give you any more than that money, next season if you decide to play this thing out and enter free agency. There's a lot of goodwill, great will that Terry has built up here in terms of being a commander, being loyal to the soil when times were really tough, while being productive as well. Like, you're not just getting paid because you stuck around in a bad relationship. You're getting paid because you also performed on the field while sticking around in bad relationships. That doesn't exist outside of Washington. So no matter how good he is in 2025, he's not going to get a better deal than what Washington is likely offering him now. So if they get a $27, $28 million contract, you need to sign that thing immediately. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you're Adam Peters, how much are you paying Terry McLaurin based off of the fact that Courtland Sutton got $23 million per year yesterday? Let's start with our guy Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Denton?
I'm good, man.
I know you're saying 27, 28. I think to be a little bit – if you're not going to give him 33, you got to get it – I would say give him at least 30. And here's the reason why I say that, because everyone keeps talking about his age, and I get it, but – the man has been like Iron Man since he's been playing here. I don't think the age should have anything to do with it. If you're giving him $27, $28 you're giving him the same amount of money you're giving T. Higgins, who, by the way, the last 2 or 3 years has missed 5 games apiece, which is the reason why the Bengals haven't made it to the playoffs. So he can make an argument that T. Higgins missed 10 games the last 2 years. If you round it out and get him at least 29 or 30, I don't think 33 is possible, but I think 30 would – if you give him 30, he'll sign the deal. I think he'll take that.
I agree and with I that. If he gets $30 million right and now, there's no way that they're rejecting it.
You can't give him 27, 28. Right. So you agree with me on that?
Yeah, if it's 30, they're not – they would be foolish to reject $30 million in late July.
Right. Just give – because and here's the other thing. It's the same – you're 28. You're talking about T. Higgins, who, in my opinion, if you look at his – he hasn't shown up the last few years, which is that's the real reason why the Bengals haven't been in the playoffs in 23 and 24, because he hasn't played. He missed 5 games. He just missed 5 games in 24, 5 games in 23. So I would at least give him 30, maybe 29. I don't think it's that difficult, but, you know, we just got to get this done, because I think before it gets ridiculous, I do think the Sutton deal has kind of minimized that. But before I let you go, I was wondering, you sounded a little down when the guy was talking to you about Brian Robinson.
I sounded down?
Yeah, you did. Because I told you yesterday that I didn't think Brian Robinson was going to make the team this year.
You did tell me
and
that.
You said, nah, he's going to make the team.
He's
going to be on the team.
He's going to make the team.
He's 30th ranked, though. Denton?
But who else on the team is better than him?
Yeah, I would take Merritt over him.
Based off of what?
I mean, here's the deal.
Imagination?
Here's the deal, Matt. Here's the deal. Denton, think about this, man. If he was a better runner, this offense would have been better if he was better.
Correct.
But he's not. And you want my honest opinion? This is where I agree with. I think if it was up to Adam Peters, he wouldn't be back here. I think the only person that's keeping him here and that's sticking his neck out for him is Dan Quinn. But I think if it was up to Adam Peters, Brian doesn't make this team. I'm telling you.
Well, here's the thing, Mark, and I appreciate it as always. It is up to Adam Peters because they've gotten rid of other guys that weren't playing up to snuff. They got rid, like they let John Allen go. They said, hey, we're good. We don't need you here anymore. They let literally all the Ron guys go. Brian is making the team. This will be his last season in D.C., more likely than not, but he is making the team. You can't put all of your eggs, as much as I love Bill, Ja'Cory Croxley-Merritt, as much as I love him, you can't put all the eggs in your basket of a seventh-round pick that you've never actually seen at the NFL. Now, if you want to gradually give him more carries as the season progresses and he lives up to what you envision he can live up to, then go for it. But you're not just going to cut Brian Robinson because you've seen him in one day of pads. They're not in pads today, by the way. I thought they were. They're in more shells. Ben Standing's going to be with us in 30 minutes to get his thoughts on what they saw in practice today. But they're not in pads today. So I'm not just going to put all the eggs in the in the basket of a seventh round pick. Now, if he plays really well in 2026, you want to go that direction, go for it. I still think there's a little bit of juice left in Brian Robinson. Get him for one more season, and then if you want to move on from him part ways in 2026, you go ahead and do that. Let's go to my guy Lap in D.C. We're taking calls on Terry. Mark got a little bit off track there. We're taking calls on Terry, not Brian Robinson. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Lap, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Dan, man? Good show, bro.
Appreciate it.
Getting ready for my birthday, bro, Monday. So,
oh, hell yeah, man.
You, man. I'm celebrating Monday the 4th. I got the same birthday as Barack, so I'm in some good company,
hey,
man. I just
take a shot for all of us.
Look, I didn't get the invite. Yeah, I didn't get the invite to the White House to play ball and basketball in the White House when he was there, so I wish I'd have got that. But it's all good. I just think with Terry, man, they just disrespecting Terry, man. And you can't. If you can't look at Terry any other way, if his counterparts and peers are getting paid, you know what I'm saying? He want to get what's due to him. So y'all going to have to meet in the middle of some way or form of fashion to get this resolved, man, because this is ridiculous. We not trying to have this linger through camp, you know, all the way to the first week of the season or in the season. Like, it's just really sad, man. And, a lot of these companies and corporations, man, they do this to good people all the time, man. And it's hard not to take it personal, didn't? When you got companies that do that, you can have love in business. If you value somebody, you treat them like family, you can have love in business. But sometimes, you know, it's politics with it, and sometimes it's business. So it's just like we got to start treating them like business too, because these companies don't be valuing us, bro. Just like with me, you know, I got affected with the federal government contract situation, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was a good worker hard, so I have to wait for another contract, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad, but you do this to good people, Denton, and you don't do that to the bad people, the people that really deserve it, the people that's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, Lap, I appreciate it. That's a great, great call. Happy birthday coming up next week. Here's the thing, though. You can respect Terry, but that does not mean you overpay Terry. And like that is the balance that we are now kind of struggling with. If they were to give him a Cortland Sutton deal of $23 million per year, that would definitively be disrespecting a good player, great player for your organization, bar none. I don't believe that $28 million is. You know, like we're judging second contracts versus Terry's third contract. You know, the second contract is really where you're going to maximize your value, especially at a wide receiver. You're going to maximize your value on that second contract because people are still going to see massive amounts of potential in you, but they're still going to realize you are a peak athlete. And not to say, like, I'm not of the belief that 30 is where you fall off a cliff when it comes to speed or anything like that. But you have to be realistic with what you're giving him. And you can still, like, a $28 million deal to Terry McLaurin on a third contract, to me, is still respecting him and valuing him as a wide receiver. $33 million would be overkill. $23 million would be disrespectful. So it's this balance, and where is that balance going to strike? I believe 27 to 28 is a good balance. I know that Terry wants to be here. I don't believe that Terry thinks there are other great options for him out there, or he would have requested slash demanded a trade. He has not done that despite multiple opportunities to do so. And you know you can't do that too late into camp. You can't come August 14th and say, hey, actually, I want to get out of here. That's too late into it. There's no team that's going to make a deal for you. So I think he wants to be here. They're just stuck in terms of what am I valued at? How am I respected? How am I not? I think 28 is still a respectful deal for Terry. Let's go to Kurt in D.C. Kurt's been on hold. Kurt, what's going on, man?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Yes, I'm just sick and tired of this bashing of Terry McLaurin. And everybody keep praying to Adam Peters. He done got Larry Tosso here that had baggage. He done signed Debo to have baggage. Everybody keep praising Debo about he looking good. He should be in shape anyway. That's why San Fran didn't want him here. Then they Lattimore. This man has been in 5 years with no quarterback. Put up stats there. Everybody want to break, but he don't do good, and this he ain't doing this good. What did he do good? Nobody ever talked about that. So I'm getting sick and tired of the bash and all these people like it's their money. I mean, pay the man so we can move on with this season. So we be 6-11 and 7-10. I'm gonna hear all this. I'm gonna hear all this through enthusiasm. Then about this stuff. Thank you.
All right, Kurt, thank you. I tend to think that we've spoken about the things that Terry does well on this program, but maybe you feel differently. I appreciate it nonetheless. Rob is in Frederick. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, I was just sitting there thinking a little while ago when you all were talking about contracts. Supposing they would have told Art Monk at 30 that he's declining and don't want to pay him the money, he would have never became a Hall of Famer.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Does that mean that you're going to give Terry 33, though?
No, I'm not going to give him 33, but like you were saying, somewhere between 29 and 33, I think there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle. And to be me, I'd give him a three-year deal with and two more option years as far as the club having the option. Then we'll go from there. But that's just me.
Rob, I appreciate it. My guess is that they're going to give him a four-year deal, team option on that fourth year, with a majority of the guaranteed money, whatever the deal ends up being, with the majority of the guaranteed money on the first 2 years of the contract, because you're going to understand that on the final 2 years of the contract, you're going to have a big expenditure in the form of Jaden Daniels and whatever his contract is. And then on top of that, wide receiver guarantees are just not that much. You know, Cortland Sutton's guaranteed number is $41 million, fully guaranteed on a $92 million contract. I think the way that you can show value to Terry is if you give him $28 million, like that might be less than he wants in terms of an AAV thing, but if you give him more guaranteed than some of the other guys in the in that market that we've been discussing, we're on the receiving end of. Like, so for example, Sutton got $41 million guaranteed. DK got $60 million guaranteed on what was a four-year, $132 million extension. It was reported as a 5-150, but that 33 AAV that we get with DK, if you just do simple math, 150 divided by 5 is not 33, 32. 132 divided by 4 is your 33. So if you're looking at the 132 divided by 4, 33 AAV that DK Metcalf is on the receiving end of, $60 million of that is guaranteed. T. Higgins got $115 million. Only 30 of that is fully guaranteed. So I think the way that you show value to Terry in this contract extension, even if that AAV number is not as high as some of these other wide receivers, the fully guaranteed money should be greater than those numbers that I just dished out. So if you're giving him $28 million a year, which is less than what T. Higgins is giving, I think you show him value by giving him significantly more fully guaranteed money than what T. Higgins is on the receiving end of. What I would try and do is match the fully guaranteed that DK is getting on maybe a little bit of a lower number, but the guarantees is what you're fighting for anyway, because as soon as your guaranteed money runs out, that's when guys start to ask for new deals. So the way that I would value Terry McLaurin is by giving him a higher number in the fully guaranteed department. We're going to push my Happy Gilmore thing to hour number three. We still got a bunch of you on the line. We will take some more of your calls. We got a line open for you if you need. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What is the number that you would give Terry McLaurin per season in a new contract based off of the number that Cortland Sutton got yesterday? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the MLB's latest gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to the investigation, joining Luis Ortiz, according to the Akron Beacon. Clase will be out until at least August 31st. And meanwhile, not great news for Terry McLaurin yesterday. After Broncos wide receiver Cortland Sutton signed a four-year extension worth $92 million, about $23 million a year. Same age as Terry going into the season. And in 2024, Terry McLaurin had just 15 more yards than Sutton, including 5 touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a 4-year, $100 million extension that'll keep him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more offensive line news. Commanders announced this morning that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 years in the NFL. Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he's beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it's been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be coaching in 2025. Meanwhile, the Nats, they win their third straight 2-1 over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the ballgame. They continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Taking your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin based off of what Courtland Sutton got yesterday? I would say $27 to $28 million, but I would up the guaranteed money, the fully guaranteed money, compared to some of the other guys that just got paid. Courtland Sutton got $92 million over the course of 4 years. Only 41 of that is fully guaranteed. DK has $60 million in full guarantees. T. Higgins has $30 million in full guarantees. So I would give Terry more guaranteed money, but maybe a little less on the AAV. Certainly not the $33 that DK Metcalf got. But what say you? Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's going on, man? You're on the Team 980.
Hey, man. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I think you hit it on the head when you just mentioned most of the time you get the big bite at the apple on your second contract.
Right.
He's trying to do it on his third contract. Most players, by the time they get to that third contract, they're later in their career. A lot of the miles have been accumulated on the tires. So I'm looking at it, and everybody that's in the now, again, DK Metcalf, that was a bad contract. And no world, when you look at the top 10, you got Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, DK, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Ayuk, Higgins, DJ Moore, AJ Brown. In no world is DK Metcalf better than those receivers. That was a bad contract. I get why Pittsburgh did it. I think if, when you ask how much, it's got to be at least above T. Higgins, 29, 30. So at least when you look at like the top 10, because that'll put him in the top 10. When you look at the top 10, those are number one receivers. So at least from a pride perspective and a, I guess, value perspective as a, as you know, our number one receiver, I guess maybe get him, you know, there. But I don't even think, I mean, that, I'm going to be honest, I don't think it's going to get done. I think Terry's going to have to play out this contract this year. They're going to maybe sweeten it, you know, give him some incentives and boost it up a little bit that maybe this 1 year is, you know, 29, 30. And then we'll look at it at the end of the year, maybe franchise tag or whatever. I just, right now, we're going in August at the end of the week. I don't think anything is going to change. Now you got Cortland Sutton's contract. So if I'm now negotiating from the team, I'm really now with my, I'm more resolute that, okay, that DK Metcalf was a bad contract. T. Higgins is like 4 or 5 years younger. So you're going to be in that 27 to maybe 28 to 29. And I don't know. I don't think Terry's going to take it because he's looking at A.J. Brown and he's looking at D.K. Metcalf that was in his same draft class and say, listen, when you give me a quarterback, I can put up, you know, comparable stats to them. But I don't think he's in an advantageous situation because of his – I think this is literally because of his age.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do, but because if Terry was 26, 27, this would have already been done by now. But I didn't. I don't think this is going to get done, man. I think this is going to linger on. Terry is going to feel – then this is my fear. If it continues to linger on until, you know, the second week of – or the second preseason game, you see what happened to Brandon Ayuk. He got a soft tissue injury and wasn't the same player, you know, throughout the season. So I just don't see it, man.
I appreciate the call. So a couple things that you pointed out that I do want to touch on. The DK Metcalf contract is not a good one. He's the fourth highest paid wide receiver right now behind Chase, Jefferson, and Lamb. All three of those guys are definitively better than DK Metcalf. You can even make an example of Garrett Wilson, say Garrett Wilson is better than DK Metcalf. He got paid more recently after DK's contract, and he got less money per year than DK. Not by a lot, but by a little bit. A.J. Brown is better than DK Metcalf. Brown is weird, though, because he kind of throws fits every year and a half or so. So I think he's like on his third contract total, second with Philadelphia. They traded for him and then immediately signed him to an extension that I believe was 4 years, $100 million. And then he got another one. I think it's 4 years, 3 or 4 years. I think it's 3 years, $96 million. So he's at 32 per season. But he kind of throws fits. But he's also, I would say right now, A.J. Brown is probably the fourth best wide receiver in the NFL. So looking at some of these other wide receivers, you do point out, so like we've talked a lot about T. Higgins, right? And we've talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk. I think Terry's better than DJ Moore. DJ Moore is getting $27.5 million per year. He's 28. He signed that deal last year. So if you want to get him just a little bit ahead of DJ Moore, and his full guarantees, DJ Moore is $43 million, just shy of $44 million, fully guaranteed. So if you want to give him just a little bit more than what DJ Moore is getting, but really up those guarantees, he's not going to get a full guarantee contract, but really up those guarantees, that would be the way that I'd do it if I'm Washington. If you want to take the approach of let him play out the contract this year and then franchise tag him, that franchise tag for the wide receivers is a projected $28 million fully guaranteed. If you're going to give him a fully guaranteed $28 million next year, like there are better ways financially to be able to spread that money out and continue to get better for whatever the hole that develops this year, you know, unless this team goes and wins the Super Bowl, which, you know, fingers crossed. But unless this team goes and wins the Super Bowl, you will have some holes on the roster that you want to fill next offseason. It's going to be very difficult if you decide to take the franchise tag approach because that's a full guaranteed 28 that goes direct to the cap. Whereas if you extend Terry, you can kind of maneuver that money around and make it a little bit more team friendly while still making sure that he is getting his money. Ben Standing is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll hit a couple more calls here. Let's go to my guy TC in Maryland. TC, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I believe that it should be 30 mil. $30 million period, and they should give him a 3-year deal no matter what. When you get to talking about T. Higgins deal or whatever the case may be, yes, he's younger, but he's a number two. Terry's our number one. You got to pay him like number one. And you got to be, you got to remember, you got to do the fair market value of what's going on. I understand you talking about all this statistics and everything else. And you can't even address Courtland Sutherland because he just gained 1,000 yards this year. He ain't did nothing until this year. Terry's been doing for the last 4 or 5 years 1,000 yards, even with bad quarterbacks. Okay, now we got Jaden's best quarterback, so you know he's going to give you more. So 30 is the number. The guarantee you're correctly, you on that. I'm with you on that. So you sweeten the deal, but you only give him a 3-year extension. Not no 4 years, 3-year extension, and you sweeten the incentives and the guaranteed money somewhere around like maybe 55, 60, somewhere in there. And the guy signs the deal in a minute.
But yeah, if it, so one thing, TC, appreciate the call as always. Sorry, we're up against it, and we got Ben coming up here. If they give him a contract and $60 million are guaranteed, he should take that contract. He should take the, if it's a fully guaranteed $60 million, he should take that contract because that's better than a majority of the guys that are ahead of him outside of that top tier. What is important to mention is I look at, I have over the cap pulled up in front of me, just the list of wide receiver contracts here. The only guy that is currently getting paid more than Terry right now, this is on his current deal, which is an AAV of $23.2 million per year. The only guy that is currently getting paid more than Terry right now that is older than him is Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill will enter his age 31 season. He's on a 3-year, $90 million contract. That's $30 million per year. Again, bit of a diva going on there. If you're saying we should just trade Terry for Tyreek Hill, no, we should not. I'm good on that. Tyreek Hill, that contract's going to look terrible because eventually his speed is going to diminish a little bit. And did I mention that he is not exactly the best person to be around in the locker room? But that's the only guy that's getting paid more than Terry who is older than him. Stephon Diggs is at $21 million per year. He's coming off a knee injury, so that's a little different. But he's at $21 million per year. He's older than him. Cooper Kupp just got $15 million per year. He's older than him. Mike Evans is getting $20 million, just shy of $21 million per year. He is older than him. So that the age is a little bit of a factor. You're still making good money at that age. Like Devontae Adams is 33 and he's getting 22 a year. So you're making good money at over the age of 30, but you're not making top money over the age of 30 outside of Tyreek Hill. Ben Standing going to be with us on the other side. His biggest takeaways from practice. Maybe he knows something we don't on this Terry McLaurin extension. We will ask him on the other side. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dente sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to five players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.